A few weeks ago, our daughter Anne, who lives in Charleston, South Carolina, paid us a visit. Anne always has an agenda when she arrives that includes her favorite eateries and wineries, as well as doing some hiking and jogging. Anita and I enjoy going to the eateries and wineries, but at our advanced age, we regard Anne's hiking and jogging as nap time for us. On Anne's recent visit, we discovered that the baseball Salukis were playing at home that weekend. I took Anita to her first Pirates game in 1964 when we were going together in college, and she has been my baseball buddy ever since. We've been to big league ballparks, including three in Pittsburgh and two in Milwaukee, as well as a number of times to Busch Stadium in St. Louis. We've also been to several minor league ballparks, including the home of the Charleston River Dogs. I even have a picture of Anita sitting on Santa's lap at a Christmas in July promotion at a Tennessee Smokies game. We went to our first baseball Suzuki game in 1970, and our timing was perfect. SIU had one of the best baseball teams in the country, and it played in the College World Series in 1968 and 1969. As we followed the baseball Salukis over the years, we also had the good fortune of getting to know coaches Itchy Jones, Dan Callahan and his family, Ken Henderson, and athletic director Mary Mucha, who played against Barry Bonds in his playing days at New Mexico State. When you're young, you experience a number of wonderful firsts in your life, like going to your first baseball game. The only problem, when you grow old, is that you end up doing many of those things that were memorable firsts in your life for the last time. Last year, because of our advancing age and declining health, for the first time that Anita and I didn't go to a Salukis baseball game, and we wondered if we'd never get back. To Anne's credit, she thought we needed to go to a Salukis game that weekend. Friday was an evening game, so that was out because Anita and I rarely go out after dark anymore. But on Saturday, the weather was great and the game was in the afternoon. So we finally agreed to go, though Anita said that she'd rather be taking a nap. Going to a Salukis baseball game is a bargain because you get into the game for free. One's inside, even though Salukis rooters tailgate on the hill or sit on the third base side behind the Salukis dugout, I always insist we sit on the first base side with the visiting fans because my father, when he took to my first baseball games, told me that the main action of a baseball game, besides balls and strikes, takes place around first base. By the time we walked into the ballpark and settled into our seats, the Salukis were trailing 2-0 and batting in the bottom of the second inning. When Ann offered to buy us a hot dog, I happily agreed because there's nothing that tastes as great as a ballpark hot dog. But a grumpy Anita said she didn't want one. Just as Ann left, a Salukis batter hit a 3-run homer to give the Salukis a lead, and that was all Anita needed to get into the game. Not only was Anita rooting for the Salukis, she was swinging and swaying to the background music played every time one of our batters came to the plate. When Anne returned with my hot dog, I asked Anita if she wanted a bite. She took the hot dog, and I never saw it again. While it cost me a hot dog, it was worth it because my baseball buddy was back. When Anita agreed to go to the game, she made us promise we'd stay for only a few innings, but when we offered to leave, she wanted to stay for a few more innings. We left in the seventh inning, with the Salukis still ahead, and when Anita got home, she said she wouldn't mind going to another game. I happily agreed, but next time, I'll be sure to buy 2 hot dogs. This is Pete Peterson for Reading Baseball.